So as we kind of delve deeper into this world of economy, it's really fascinating to consider how their approach could impact the broader business landscape.
It really makes you wonder
Yeah.
if economy is just a unique niche, or could this actually signal a larger movement towards a more human-centered way of doing business, especially in today's world where everything feels so fast-paced
Right.
and transactional?
You've hit on a very crucial point, I think, in a world that's becoming increasingly complex and interconnected. This ability to understand and navigate human relationships is more valuable than ever.
So it's not enough to be a financial whiz
Not enough.
or a tech genius. You
No.
need to be able to connect with people on a human level,
Exactly.
build trust,
Yes.
collaborate
And
effectively.
that's where the emotional intelligence comes in,
The secret sauce.
the secret
It
sauce.
allows you to leverage those human skills to
Exactly.
achieve better outcomes, not
Yeah.
just for yourself, but for everyone involved.
That's right.
But let's bring it back down to our listeners, many of whom are navigating the world of business and finance every day.
Absolutely.
What does this all mean for them?
That's a great question.
How can they apply Economy's approach to their own work and financial decisions?
I think Economy's philosophy offers some very valuable insights that can be applied across a wide range of roles and industries.
For example,
Well, let's take the concept of building long-term relationships, which is central to Economy's approach. Have you ever noticed how the most successful business relationships are often those built on trust, mutual respect, and a genuine desire to see each other succeed?
When you have that strong foundation of trust, everything else just seems to flow
It does
more smoothly.
much more smoothly.
You're much more likely to collaborate effectively,
Yes.
find creative
Yeah.
solutions, weather any storm that comes your way.
Absolutely. And that's a stark contrast to that transactional, short-term mindset that we see so often in the business world today. Economy reminds us that nurturing those authentic connections can lead to greater success in the long run.
So instead of chasing the next deal
Yes.
or focusing solely on individual gain,
Right.
prioritize building those genuine relationships
Yeah.
with clients, colleagues, and partners.
That's a great takeaway.
And that shift in perspective
Right.
requires emotional intelligence,
It
the
does.
ability to understand different viewpoints,
I.
empathize with others,
Yes.
find common ground.
That's it.
And it makes me think about that concept of win-win
Right.
that Economy emphasizes. It's not about one party coming out on top at the expense of the other.
No.
It's about finding solutions that benefit everyone involved.
Exactly.
How do we put this win-win philosophy into practice?
Yeah.
How can our listeners become more EQ aware in their financial decisions and their professional relationships?
Now, here's where it gets really interesting. Economy doesn't just talk about these concepts. They actively live them. They use very specific tools and methodologies, like that management drives approach we mentioned earlier, to help individuals and teams develop their emotional intelligence.
You're right, we talked about it briefly,
Yeah.
but I'd love to know more. Can you break down what this management drives methodology is all about and how it can actually help people?
Sure. Management drives is a tool that helps individuals understand their own core drives and motivations, as well as those of others. It's based on the idea that everyone is driven by a very unique combination of six basic drives.
Six.
Six: controlling, perfecting, energizing, connecting, pioneering, and securing.
That's a lot.
It is. By understanding your own drive profile and those of the people you work with, you can actually improve communication, collaboration, and overall team performance.
So it's like a personality assessment that helps you unlock the secrets to better teamwork and communication.
That's a great way to put it.
I like that.
Yeah, and what's even more fascinating is that this understanding can be applied to all different aspects of your professional life, from negotiating deals to resolving conflicts to just having more productive and enjoyable interactions with colleagues.
So it's not just about having some innate talent for
Right.
understanding people.
Yeah.
You can actually learn, cultivate, and improve these skills
You can.
through tools like Management Drive.
Exactly.
With learning a new language,
Yeah.
mastering a musical instrument,
Right.
the more you practice, the better you become.
You got it. And that brings us back to Mr. Lakhanal, who he talked about earlier. Remember how Economy took the time to really understand his needs, his fears, his vision for the future before offering him a financial solution? They approached him as a human being.
Not just a client.
Not just a client. And it sounds like management drives could be a really useful tool for achieving that level of understanding and empathy in any professional setting.
Absolutely. That personal touch, that genuine care for the individual.
Yes.
Those are hallmarks of Equanimee's approach.
And they really demonstrate how emotional intelligence can elevate the way we do business and interact with each other.
It's inspiring to see how they're weaving these principles into everything they do.
Yes.
Client interactions, team development.
Yeah.
But let's be real for a moment.
Okay.
Not every financial interaction or business negotiation is going to be this heartwarming tale of empathy and collaboration.
Of course not.
There will always be tough negotiations, competing interests, and even conflicts.
Right. The business world is full of challenges. But even in those very difficult situations, emotional intelligence can be a very valuable tool for navigating those complexities more effectively and achieving better outcomes.
So give us some examples of how EQ can help us navigate those tricky situations.
Well, imagine you're in the middle of a high-stakes negotiation.
Okay.
Instead of getting defensive and digging in your heels and letting your emotions get the best of you, what if you could step back, take a deep breath, try to understand the other party's perspective?
Sounds good in theory, but how do you actually do that when the pressure's on the clock is ticking?
That's where self-awareness comes into play.
Okay.
A key component of emotional intelligence.
Right.
By understanding your own emotions, your triggers, your tendencies, especially under pressure, you can manage your reactions much more effectively in those stressful situations.
So recognizing those moments when you're getting flustered or frustrated and choosing to respond thoughtfully instead of reacting impulsively.
Exactly.
So taking that pause, that deep breath, reminding yourself to stay calm and collected.
Yes.
Even when things get heated.
Precisely. Mm-hmm. And the more you practice that self-regulation, the better you'll become at handling those tough conversations with grace and composure.
But it's not just about managing your own emotions, right? Mm-hmm. It's also about being attuned to the emotions of others.
Yes.
Understanding where they're coming from.
Absolutely. And that's what we call social awareness.
Okay.
Another crucial element of EQ. It's about being able to pick up on those subtle cues.
Right.
Like body language, tone of voice, facial expressions, to get a sense of how the other person is feeling.
So becoming an emotional detective.
Exactly.
Reading between the lines.
Yes.
Understanding the unspoken messages that people are sending.
Yes. And once you have a better understanding of their emotional state, you can tailor your communication accordingly.
Right.
Respond with empathy, address their concerns, and build rapport, even in those very challenging situations.
That reminds me of something that Equanimee mentioned in one of their columns.
Okay.
About understanding the why behind people's actions, the importance of really delving deeper than just the surface level and truly grasping the motivations and drivers that shape people's behavior.
That's a key insight.
Yeah.
It's like peeling back the layers of the onion, so to speak, and getting to the heart of what's driving that interaction.
So why are they behaving this way?
Exactly.
What are their underlying needs? Fears, aspirations.
Yes, and instead of just focusing on what people are saying, we need to pay attention to why they're saying it.
What's the real message they're trying to convey?
Exactly. It's about reading between the lines, listening actively, and asking insightful questions to uncover that deeper meaning behind their words.
This is all starting to sound pretty complex.
Yeah.
Is EQ something you're either born with or not? Or can anyone develop these skills?
That's a great question. And one we'll be diving into in part 3 of this deep dive into Equanimee.